Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode where I bring on individuals and we just talk about their life, where they've been, where they're at, and where they're headed. I want to remind you to head over to my website, rawthoughtspodcast.com. You can get all of the guest information on there. So if you want to reach out to them, if somebody impacted you, you're able to contact them through there. You're also able to send me a message directly on there. So if you want to come onto the podcast, if you have any questions, feedback, or just want to let me know if any of the guests have really impacted you in your lives, I would appreciate that. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, whatever way you are listening or watching, I just ask if you could like, subscribe, and follow along with the podcast. And today I have Sarah Cortez. So a little bit of a background is about this time last year, I was going through a really bad breakup. I had connected with her through real estate, and I had just had this idea, like, I want to start this podcast. And we were at a networking event, and I had, you know, told you, I was like, I think I want to start a podcast. And Sarah was like, girl, you should. Like, I'm here for it. Let's do it. And lo and behold, a year later, you're on the podcast.
Oh, it's so incredible to see this come full circle, because I remember sitting across from you and seeing your face just light up when you were like, I'm going to start a podcast. And I was like, do it by next Tuesday. And then you came to the networking event and I was like, she's starting a podcast before you even did it. Yeah. And so to be a guest on your podcast is an honor, because I'm a listener. Mm-hmm. And it's so incredible what you've done in just such a short period of time.
Yeah. It's kind of overwhelming sometimes to see that much change, you know, in that in that fast. And I remember you had introduced me to Joe Ackerlin, actually. And you're like, hey, you really need to meet this girl, and she's going to start a podcast. Yeah. And I was like, Sarah, I don't even know what I'm doing. And you're like, yeah, but you're going to do it. Like, we're manifesting this right now. And lo and behold, we're still great friends and doing it.
Yes. And you had other big change in your life. And so, you know, today we can talk a lot about change and the way that it affects our mindset, our mental health, and the way that we recognize the need for change.
Yeah.
And then the way we implement it, right? Because that's really the hard part.
Yeah. And I know that you and I have had a lot of conversations over manifesting, you know, putting it out in the universe and writing it down. And if you see it every single day, you're really kind of putting it into the universe to come to fruition. Yep. I want you to share a little bit, and that will kind of how we go into some of the change that you've had, but like your experience with that manifestation, really writing those things down and where that's going in your life.
Okay, so I have always been a goal-oriented person. And I don't know if you've seen, but there's a lot of noise out there right now saying you should not be a goal-oriented person. You should be focused on the actions. And for me, I see what they're saying, because it's going to take the actions to get to the goal. But having that big, huge dream written down on paper and then actually accomplishing it is like the best feeling ever. And so I started manifesting years ago. It was about 2017. And I sat down and I wrote out a five-year goal, five-year goals. And, you know, one of them was to become a pilot. Check.
Yeah. Yes. You know? Sarah's a pilot. I'm so excited.
That was awesome. And I knew that it was going to take me longer than it does most, because I don't learn as quickly. I have, you know, at the time I had three kids all in club sports. Now one of them's off to college, and so it's opened up a little more time. But I knew it was going to take quite a bit in order to manifest that particular thing. But I wrote it down. And then I focused on the, you know, the actions that it takes in order to get there. And the goals, you know, once broken down, once you see your big picture manifestation, then yes, you break it down into quarterly goals and quarterly actions and intentions, and just get to work, right? But so being a pilot was one of those goals. Another one of those goals was to speak at Outbound. So I had a sales training business where it was a side hustle. I loved it. I would speak at, you know, conferences, and I was like, oh, Outbound, that is like the number one sales conference, you know, in the U.S., and I want to speak there. So I wrote it down. And sure enough, I went to LinkedIn and just became friends with, you know, connected with all of the speakers there and started stalking them. And I was like, hi, I want to be like you. I want to speak at Outbound. Sure enough, for about 4 years, one of them that was my favorite, Sherry Levitin, she and I would banter back and forth. And at the beginning of this year, she's like, hey, I've got an opening at my company. Would you apply? And I was like, what? And so from that manifestation of saying that I wanted to speak at Outbound, I'm actually now working for my hero.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking her content, you know, to clients around the globe. And it's just, it's incredible. It's incredible the power that writing those goals down can have. And then, you know, I had no clue how that was going to manifest. But just opening yourself up to the ride that comes along with that and just remembering, hey, that's my goal. Year four, I still wasn't there. And then here's what happened. We, you know, she applied for me to speak at Outbound. And I was like, what? Oh, my gosh, this will be great. I didn't get it. Okay. You know, whatever. I'm working for my hero.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's interesting how it comes to you. It might not be exactly what you wrote down, but it can open so many doors.
And I think having that written down in some aspect really puts you in the driving force of like, I'm working towards something. And even if you don't, you know, make it exactly what you written down, you are on that journey and that path and being open to those changes, because if we knew what we could accomplish and we did accomplish those things, like there would be no fun in life.
Right. And then if you don't quite make the big goal, but you get close to it, you know, the what you're trying to manifest, it's like, oh, wow. But look how much farther I am just because I wrote this down and started going for it. And it's okay if it doesn't happen.
Yes.
Exactly how you wrote it down on the paper. It's still, there's a, still a piece of it alive that, you know, that comes to life in the results of this manifestation.
Have you always been a goal-oriented person?
Yes, I have. And so that's why this, you know, I've seen it several times this week on LinkedIn about bashing being goal oriented. And I get that we have to do the actions that come along with those goals. But if you can't dream big and you don't write down those big goals and, you know, things that you want to achieve, you might short circuit yourself and dream a little bit lower. And, you know, you might have actions that are driving you to a goal that's a lot smaller than what you could really accomplish if you just dream big.
Yeah. And I think I'm reading for the second time Atomic Habits. And they do. They talk about your systems and your actions and, you know, kind of looking at that big goal. But if you're, like you said, you may short circuit yourself because the actions that you're doing, what are you doing those actions for? Mm-hmm. Is it just your daily life? Like you have to have that goal to put the actions in. It's kind of like working backwards. Have a goal. See what those actions are, put your systems together. How am I going to actually get there?
Yes. Yeah. And that's, I mean, yes, action and implementation are the most important part of your goals, but having them written down and dreaming big and sharing them with people, you know, I mean, that's another thing that I heard a TED talk about. If you're sharing your goals with people, it's less likely to happen. And I'm just like, I don't know about, I mean, I know there's research behind it, but I'm all about sharing that so that I have this accountability to, hey, you know, you shared with me that you wanted to start a podcast. And if you wouldn't have shared that with me, I don't know that you would have actually put it into practice as quickly as you did.
Yep.
Because I think part of when you shared that with me, you were still trying to figure it out. And then when I was like, hey, Joe, she's going to start a podcast, you're like, well, I better figure it out now.
Yeah.
You know? And so it does. It gives that sharing of your goals gives you the accountability, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't have science behind that. Like a lot of these, you know, the TED Talk probably has some science behind it. But I just know in my life, when I've told people my goals, It's helped me with accountability.
For sure, because it's the check-ins, you know, mm-hmm. that you shared that with Joe, and then the next person Joe shared that with. And then mm-hmm. if I wasn't to start this, and I remember thinking that, if I wasn't to start this, what would I tell them? Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you tell somebody a goal and things change, yes. right? We are always going through change. But it was that, okay, I have now told you I'm going to start a podcast. Now I need to think, what's going to be the name? Mm-hmm. And where am I going to do it? And it was all of those networking events that, you know, we had gone to, that just the more people surrounding, and I think also the confirmation of like, yeah, you should do it. Mm-hmm. You would really be good at that. And then that really kind of solidified, like, it's not just my idea. If other people think that I would be good at this, mm-hmm. then like, let's explore it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are some of your goals for this next 2023?
Oh, goodness. So some of my goals is to monetize this podcast. So continue to do every single week with the podcast, which, you know, like you had said, the manifestation really can help, because from October coming back from Mexico for my birthday to then the holidays and just real estate and switching teams, there was just a lot of change within that, right? And my actions weren't always about the podcast or asking for guests or reaching out to people. And so the last few weeks, I have noticed I'm really kind of like scrounging for people to come onto the podcast. And, but it was the
actions.
That's
why you asked me. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I asked you from the very start. I asked you from the very start. But it's those actions, right? Like yeah. following up with people, still reaching out to them. And once you start doing that, then the ease starts coming, because these systems are put in place. Mm-hmm. Within the last week, I've had 4 people being able to reach out to me. I'm like, oh, take a breath. Like,
yes, good.
You'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think really monetizing the podcast in real estate, especially with changing my teams, I really want to focus, you know, on listing homes and really taking into impacting the people in their lives. I was on a phone call earlier today. 70-year-old lady, you know, needing to move from the mountains down to the Treasure Valley. And so really kind of focusing a lot more on combining the two. Mm-hmm. How can I bring what I do in real estate, what I do in podcasting, and marry those two together mm-hmm. And kind of use both of those? I am actually so much different than you that I am not the best goal-oriented. Like the first time I actually wrote down goals for the year was the start of 2021.
Okay.
And then I did it for this last year, and it was actually Katie Crawford that was like, we're going to sit down and we're going to do goals. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So this will be my like full second year that I've written down goals.
Now, having done that for 2 years now, have you accomplished more than you ever thought you could because you put those goals into place and intentions around them? And then have you realized more than you ever thought you could?
Yeah, I think I have realized that when I write things down and do have those goals, I have an intention mm-hmm. instead of just kind of letting life happen. And I think, you know, years past, that's always kind of what I've let happen, is let fate kind of take me where I need to. And I'm very malleable in that aspect, where I just always kind of, you know, leave the doors open and see where life takes me. And that's kind of how I've gotten to where I am. But I think now, especially with the podcast in real estate, where you are your own boss, you have to have goals. Because then it's that reflection. And I think that's what I've noticed is, you know, when you start looking backwards at what was I in trying to do and what did I actually do, and seeing that gap between there, then helps you realize what you need to do for the next year. Mm-hmm. And I think being intentional with your time is what goals have helped me with.
Yeah. And that's like number one, because we all have so much on our plate. And if we want to get these things done, you have to kind of work backwards and be like, okay. One of my goals that I didn't accomplish for this year was to get my instrument rating. Well, in order to do that, I have to fly X amount of hours a week, you know, and I have to meticulously study this, you know, unit and then go on to this one. And so that is my goal for next year, is to finish that instrument training. But also, you know, I need to work backwards on, you know, quarterly nuggets, because when I realized that I was kind of spinning out of control on that goal was when I didn't write it down for fourth quarter, you know, a number of hours in the goal that I wanted to achieve. And I think it was because I already knew I'm not going to get there. So I don't want to set myself up for failure. But because I didn't write it down, I didn't get nearly as close as I would if I would have written it down and then tried to get toward that 25-hour goal or whatever it is each quarter. I probably would have gotten a lot closer if I would have written that down as something that I'm seeing on a daily basis, and having that accountability to myself. So I'm going to make that change for next year.
Yeah. I was going to ask, where do you write it down? We talk about writing it down, but like, where do you write it down so that you can see it, so that, you know, you're not just writing it and it's stifled into all of the other papers that are at our desks.
Yeah, I have a planner, and it's a new planner every quarter. It's called the Best Life Planner. It's Lori Reynoldson. She's a local commercial real estate agent, and she has a coaching business for midlife women. And so I love her planner. And that's where I write down my quarterly goals. And then it also has like the big visions that you see for yourself. And there's 10 of those, and you write those down too. So, I mean, this is looking, you know, way forward and manifesting those big things, mm-hmm. and breaking them down each quarter into, okay, what am I going to do this quarter for those big, huge things that I want to see in my life in the next however many years. And for me, I like to look 5 years ahead.
Yeah. And I think that brings up a point too, is your midlife, right? Like, mm-hmm. you took a career change when you, I'm going to say, were secure.
Yes.
And you took that leap. What was that leap for you?
Okay. So I had the most easy, most fun, it just came naturally to me, job when Sherry approached me to work for her company. And I knew I'd be taking a risk. You know, it was something that was super exciting. And, you know, I want to also say that, you know, like trying something new and, you know, whether it works or not is risky when you're super comfortable. But without that, I would not have grown. I think I've grown more in the last 9 months than I have in the last 9 years.
Wow.
You know, in my career, in my personal development of sales, I think I've grown just exponentially more than I ever knew I could. Now, as a pilot, I've grown more in the last 5 years. You know, like,
yeah,
that was extreme growth that wasn't career related. And so now I'm looking at my career and I was like, okay, well, I'd like to make this change and grow, and it's scary and it's, you know, a challenge, and it hasn't worked out exactly how I wanted it to, too. So I think that's important to say too, is like now, in times when I was like, wow, what am I doing? Why did I do this? You have to remind yourself, I did this for the growth. And I have no regrets. It hasn't turned out exactly how I want it to, and I'm going to make another change. And the emotions that come with that, and women, sometimes we feel, you know, this sense of inadequacy, or, you know, why was I thinking that I could do that? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You have to work through all of those emotions, and I hadn't felt those emotions in so long, because I'd been so confident in my sales and my sales experience. And, you know, I've been in sales for 20 plus years. And then I go into a new situation where I'm working for one of the best in the world, and realizing how far I still need to grow.
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense, it's just, it's been a little bit of a mind check with no regrets.
Yeah.
And knowing that as I move forward, I'm still going to be contracting with Sherry. I haven't even put this out there, so I don't know when this is going out. But I am going to look to come back to a local focus. And we'll see where that takes me. Because now I have the sales skills that I never had before. Even when I was number one, year in, year out, always with new business and everything like that, I now have what I was missing. And I owe my entire rest of my career to that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's cool to watch that, yes, you were comfortable and you were doing amazing at your job, you know, top person, bringing in these sales, and yet you still felt something missing.
Yeah.
And I think that holds a lot of value, because if you hadn't taken that risk and, you know, made that change, you wouldn't have tried to search for what you were missing, but you also wouldn't have realized all of this knowledge that you have just gained.
No, I would not have grown. And that's, I mean, there's the analogy of, you know, this jet pilot pulling up next to this airliner, right? And the jet pilot's like, you know, like military jet. Yeah. And he's like, watch what I can do, you know. And then all of a sudden, the airliner, watch what I can do. And the plane doesn't move. And it's just steady. And he gets back on the radio and he's like, what'd you do? He's like, I went to the bathroom. You can't do that. And so this, you know, this sailing through, you never know, you know, like this guy's taking all the risks and everything, and this guy's just sailing through, but he took all the risks earlier, I'm sure, in his career, yeah, in order to get to that point where then he can, you know, go to the bathroom, yeah, and the plane just flies itself for you,
yeah,
to sail through. I felt like I was sailing through a little too early. I needed to do some of those tricks, like the, you know, the, yeah, military pilot, in order to be fulfilled in my career. Now, I think I'm going to take it back a little bit, use the knowledge that I've got, and make sure that I'm doing that in my own community, because that's where I'm missing that, you know, one-on-one with people in the community.
Yeah.
Sitting here in a room with you, this is great. And, you know, many days I'd be on Zoom from 7 a.m. until 7 at night in my, you know, home, yeah, office. And I just think, you know, there's times when you realize, oh, okay, I thought this was going to be a good move for me, and actually it's not. This is what I need now. And making that transition back, I'm saying this as much to myself as I am to the listeners. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to change your mind.
Yeah. And it's not that you know, some people could look at that and say she changed her career and, you know, maybe she was too over her head or she failed at it. You know, all of those things, I think, in all of our minds can happen, because you want this longevity, you know, you want your career to be stable. And when you make those changes, it could feel like it's not stable and it's not secure and it's risky all the time. But I think what you have said is it's okay to change when you know you need that change, you know, instead of kind of forging forward and having this perspective that this is the dream job and this is exactly what I want to do. And I remember you telling me that, you know, when you transitioned, yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, you have been talking about this. I'm so excited for you. Like, go get it. You know, could have seen you in this position for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But you also, as a person, have said, you know, it's not exactly what I thought. And that happens a lot of times in our careers, mm-hmm, where the person is like, yeah, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, these are your job description. And then you get into it and it's completely different. And you're like, whoa, actually, this isn't what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the process that I took in making that decision to make a change too. It was written down, and I drew a picture myself, and then I drew all these little bubbles, and it was like different aspects of my life. What makes me happiest in my job? What makes me happiest in my activities? What makes me happiest, with in my mind, body, and spirit with my family? And I just wrote in the bubbles everything. And then I looked at themes and I was like, okay. And then I realized what had been missing from each of those bubbles was laughter.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, I need to get back to where, like, you know, my former boss and I, we would just sit there and laugh. I mean, we worked together 8 of the last 10 years, and we were constantly laughing, and so then I'm like, okay, I need to get back to incorporating all of this laughter into each of those. But then what I saw in those bubbles was, okay, human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Human interaction is actually more important to me than I thought it was. And I mean humans in my community. And I'm so passionate about the community.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are what bubbled up. This is, you know, something that I did last week. So it's raw right now, just like our raw thoughts. And what I do with that as I move forward is just going to check everything that I'm offered with what I said is important to me and make sure that it comes together. And then I'll know it's the right move. And if it's not the right move, if you go and you think it's the right move, it's okay to be like, it's not really the right move.
Yeah, because I don't think you really, you know, us as humans, I don't think we really know what we're getting into until we get into it.
Yeah.
And I think being malleable, like you said, is, you know, if we get into it and it's not what we expect or it's not what we want, like, it's okay to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of different opportunities out there. And I think that's just a different mindset from what previously has been for careers and life. And it's like, no, you stick with it. You stay with it. You know, our world is changing and our mindsets are changing, where it's okay for you to change too.
Yeah.
That's growth.
And guess what? By changing and following your heart and soul and, you know, the mind, body, and spirit of what you write down, I bet you anything we'll get closer to manifesting what we wrote down for our 5-year goal than if we would have stayed in something the way that it's put together, knowing that it goes against our grain.
Yeah.
So, you know, this will be to be continued.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So you have done a lot within our community, and that's actually one of, you know, when we would sit down and we would talk, you would say, like, what can I help you with? And one of my things that I had asked you to help me with was the networking aspect. Mm-hmm. It's just like, if you know Sarah Cortez, you know she's at all of the functions. And it's crazy that you say that you miss laughter, because when I think of Sarah, I hear your laugh. Because you're just always bubbly, you know, you are the connector. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter, you know, at what networking event, people would be like, oh, well, how'd you hear about it? I'm like, Sarah Cortez. And they're like, oh, I know from her and this and that. And it's just the tiny little connecting pieces that you have amongst our community that it just comes naturally to you.
Yeah. And it's really my favorite thing to do is to connect people. So, you know, I love it so much, because then I see this potential of a relationship, a business, you know, everything just happening. And so, yeah, I love that. I want to get back into doing more of that. And I really feel like in this community, it's very needed. I mean, Boise's, you know, a well-connected place, but even in jobs that are not all about networking, making the connections to, you know, to software for, you know, it doesn't matter what the connection is. I like to connect people with something they need or someone they need to know.
Yeah.
And I'm manifesting that connection piece into my next position.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never been in this position before. It's so crazy to me because I started in sales in 2001. So that's over 20 years ago. And every job change I've made, someone has reached out to me and said, you should apply for this job. You know, like, mm-hmm. will you do this job? And so now it's a little bit scary. I'm on uncharted territory in that I'm moving forward with, I will still be with Sherry Levitin as a contractor. But I'm also going to have a full-time job that, you know, so I'll have this as a side gig, that it's a question mark. Nobody has come to me and said, you need to apply for this yet.
Yeah.
And so.
Maybe that's what you're on this podcast for.
Oh, goodness. I know. We'll see.
Someone's going to listen.
It's so unfamiliar right now. So
someone's going to listen and say, you know what? I actually need somebody that's really good at connecting.
And sales
and loves to laugh. And I need somebody. So we're manifesting this in this room right now.
Yes,
that if
we
you.
Are.
If you need a person like Sarah, her contact information will be in this podcast and you can reach out to her.
Thank you.
And you never know, right?
You never know. And that's, I mean, this is vulnerable. And, you know, it's a position I've never been in. But I also realized that there's so many people out there that feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't normally happen to where every job change you have, somebody's tapped you on the shoulder and asked you to apply for it, you know? So if you're out there job seeking, which, you know, with the economy the way it is, I know there's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
How is this helping? Because you do have, you know, some kids that, you know, in your household that could really benefit from you just sharing this experience with them. You know, you've got one in college. Mm-hmm. Your kids are just go-getters. Like, how are you implementing that into your family life of all of this change?
That is a great question. So I'm seeing exactly what's happened with me happening to my daughter right now. So picture this. I've been in sales always at the top for 20 plus years. And now I'm, you know, in this job that's way bigger than me, in my opinion. I mean, it's huge. And learning so much and trying to, you know, climb these stairs. My daughter has been, you know, just a volleyball player on every team that she's played on at the top, you know, just killing it and everything. And now she's on the best team in town. It's her club team. And she is the weakest player on that team. And so I'm telling her, hey, girl, I know how you feel.
Right.
It's tough. And, you know, we're growing through this together. You know, I'm doing it in my job and you're doing it in your sport. And we're here to help each other, you know, with this. And same happened for my son. He does better when he's at the, you know, not on the best team in town. He does better when he's on a team that's not so good, but he's the best.
Mm.
And so we know exactly where our kids need to be. My daughter needs to be challenged because if she wants to get better, she can. And she'll mm-hmm. work for it. And I guarantee you by the next time we talk, she's not going to be the weakest on the team.
Yeah.
Because she puts her mind to it. Junior is, he's a little bit different. He'll put his mind to everything and just put all the work into it. But the minute he feels like he's at the bottom, then he just completely crumbles. So we know where our kids need to be. And for him, we talk about just all of his intentions going toward where he wants to be in the sport and then making sure that we have a community around him that supports his mental stability because his is much more focused on the mental piece.
Yeah. Absolutely. Which I do have to give a little shout out to Grace because she was on the ski lift for Bogus opening.
Yes.
And talk about her like challenging herself and doing her backflips.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So Grace was on first chair And it's, you know, one of the things I'm involved with in our community is the Bogus Basin Recreation Association for Bogus Basin. I love Bogus Basin. And just so happens that this year is their 80th anniversary. And Grace was on first chair, very first chair going up the lift. They got up there at 6 a.m. I got up there later because I was like, meh. They left the house at 5:30 a.m., got up there, stood in line, first chair. And, you know, she's challenging herself in new ways this year, too, because she used to be a racer, a ski racer, and then she left that. They call it retiring. She retired.
And she's how old? She's retired and how old?
She's, you know, 14, and she retired at 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So so this year she's trying new things, and she got her backflip.
Yes.
She landed it.
That was so cool to watch.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's cool to see, because I have got to, you know, meet her in multiple different ways. And you getting to teach through your experiences to your own kids.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of unfamiliarity that you have, you know, and being able to relate that, where it may not be the exact position, but what can we take away from this?
I think the most important thing is to have dreams, goals, and aspirations. Work toward them. And then recognize when something's not going right internally. Making changes and not beating yourself up. And that last piece, not beating yourself up, is what I need to hear today. Stop beating yourself up, Sarah. It's okay. Yeah, you know, you sucked at that. but look at, you learned, and look how much farther you are than when you first started. And it's okay.
Yeah. How are you, how are you mentally taking this in? Like, what are you doing for yourself? Because it is hard to just say, like, don't beat yourself up because, you know, X, Y, and Z, and you feel like a failure, even when you're not a failure. Like, how are you dealing with that?
I have never felt like this in my entire life. So I'm dealing with it. Like, I'm doing yoga once a week. I'm trying to calm my thoughts. I'm trying to stabilize my emotions. And just have grace on myself and realize that, that, you know, it's going to be okay. And I'm also visualizing the things that maybe I gave up or, you know, like let go, back in my life. And that is, I've always been a super positive person. So for me to have these emotions that are overcoming is just, it's crazy. But I also know that this too shall pass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have more of an emotional strength to help the kids even too. Because if we're just strong Superman all the time, we have nothing to give. And I think it's in the weakness and the vulnerability and the seeking to find what's really going to fit that that makes us more relatable. So the answer to that question is I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm doing the things that I think I need to do to get through it on the other side. And I'm really, I have faith.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my faith, you know, from above. And I know that there's plans that are going to make sense. All of this period of my life is going to make sense when I look back, let's say at the end of 2023, I'm going to look back and say, oh, that's exactly why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having faith and positive energy flow and taking care of my mind, my body, my spirit. And the number one thing I need to do is get back up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been flying enough. So
our weather kind of hasn't been the best either,
yeah,
though.
I know, but that's not the reason I haven't. So just doing the things that you know light you up, that's how we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I know that I'll be on the other side of this uncertainty in a year, and it'll be so sweet.
Yeah. I love the fact that you said you know, you'll be able to look back and know why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I truly believe that everything does happen for a reason. And people are like, well, why do bad things happen to people? And because you need to learn from whatever that, you know, situation was. You can learn from anything, and you can learn from anybody if you're open to it. And I think, you know, also the fact that you said, like, I'm working on it is, I think, one of the best responses I could hear, because we all are working on it. You know, we're not all perfect, and we're not all, you know, able to check off the box and say, nope, I'm good today, and I'm great at this. It is in those turmoils, it is in those weak points that you find the strength. And if you can't find it, you make the strength for it.
Yep. Ugh, love it.
Yeah. Anything else before we wrap up?
I love my time with you, Sarah. I do too. Thank you for having me on. I just want to say, like, this has been so cool to see you put to action your dreams. And so this is full circle. Congratulations. And thanks for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. I love that we talked about goals and intentions, and because this actually will get released the first week of January. So, you know, I encourage all of the listeners to write things down, even if it's, you know, simple, or what you want to do with your kids. I think it really does put a focus on what we should be doing and what our intentions are for this next year. It's your life overall, right? Like, it's, yes, it's a new number on the calendar, but, like, what are we doing to improve our lives year over year? So,
the best life, hashtag.
Well, awesome. Listeners, if you would love to reach Sarah Cortez, her information will be in the description. So anybody looking for a great connector, somebody that will make you laugh, and just overall just positivity and amazing, amazing human, I definitely would not be sitting here if it wasn't for you and our, you know, our little cocktail hour that I also, you know, kind of brought up those vulnerability things to you. So definitely check her out. I encourage you to like, follow, and share this podcast. If you know somebody that really would benefit from hearing it, share it to them, send it to them. I think everybody, like we've talked about today, can really learn from other people's experiences and just that knowledge of sharing what you're going through. So, Sarah, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Yes. Listeners, I will see you next week for another episode. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You can also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.